Walking the side and the Number 327.
Real, but turns out following TikTok trends when it comes to your health, it's not a great idea. When it comes to real healthy olive oil, my friend Dr. Gundry has the real test to figure out the best.
I left these bottles of olive oil in the fridge overnight. Supposedly, if your olive oil is 100% authentic, then it should solidify like this one over here. Unfortunately, this method is actually not accurate. Most fats can solidify when
And okay, I admit it, I didn't, but it was like 20 minutes long. I watched the entire thing, did what the doctor said, and it's been about 6 weeks now. I was wrong. His olive oil hack works. My wife actually told me the other day that I'm glowing. I like it because it's so easy. You add something to your diet instead of cutting stuff out. Anyone can do it and feel the results.
At 2 p.m., I'm useless. Phone rings, ignore it. Dog needs walking, forget it. My body's basically yelling, lie down or die. And then I catch this doctor claiming olive oil can fix that. I've heard dumber things, but whatever. If one spoon a day keeps me vertical, I'll try it. So I choke it down every morning for a month. Still dragging. Still
finding UE. In fact, there are studies and experts to this day, often funded by these same big corporations, still pushing the agenda that seed oils are good for you, all to make a quick buck. But you don't have to be a health expert to know. Anything used to fuel trucks and grease machinery probably shouldn't be going into your body. And considering that we eat on average 80 grams of vegetable oils a day, which is roughly 720 calories, it's no wonder 2 in 5 people now live with obesity in America. But did you know what happens when you start eating just 2 tablespoons a day of the right olive oil? Weight starts to practically melt off your body. Your energy levels feel like they did in your 20s, and your digestive system might feel like it did in your 20s too. And today I'm going to show you the easiest way to do just that. Hi, I'm Dr. Stephen Gundry. I'm a cardiothoracic surgeon turned nutritionist. And over the last decade, I've made waves in the health community. That's because I'm not afraid to ruffle some feathers, and I'm constantly shining a light on
let me not forget to praise thee, for since on the cross they nailed thee, thy love has never failed me, and if ever will, Lord, keep me
for comfort.
423?
Number 423.
When we all get there.
Number 423.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and